sneaky storms between Sally and Claudette.
That's
and
true.
So far, both storms were kind of projected as kind of a ho-hum, so what? But neither one of them turned out that way. I mean, even Claudette was, I mean, there were some tragic consequences from that storm, especially in Alabama, just tragic. But even here in our area, people sustained damage. So the lesson to be learned, obviously, is especially with Claudette, it was a tropical storm. But, you know, we've all experienced Category 3s and 4s, and so you know what kind of damage they can do. So the message of the day is something our listeners don't need, because they know, just be prepared.
Yeah.
Do all the right things this time of year.
Don't take it lightly. That's for sure.
Don't take it lightly, and don't assume that because, oh, it's not going to evolve into a hurricane, it's not going to be a tropical storm, it's going to be some subtropical deal. Anyway, whatever.
Cyclone versus depression. We don't know. Yeah.
Whatever you're going to call them. just be ready. Just be ready, because, quite frankly, we need our listeners too much.
Oh, absolutely.
And we just want them to be safe.
That's right.
That's what we need. Absolutely.
And we want to hear from them today. We want to know your questions on the Garden Line, 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. The text line is open. Good morning to you. You have something for us this morning.
Well, just a couple of things. One about the rain. Obviously, this is stating the obvious. If you have a sprinkler system, cut it off. But be ready. Be ready. Remember now, this is Pensacola. We have no soil. We only have sand. And so it can stop, say Friday, it all stops. And we get into typical June dry weather. Don't say, oh, we had all that rain last week, so I'm just not going to water my yard for a couple of weeks. You know, it doesn't take too long to move from having almost too much rain to not having enough rain. And we get into these drought conditions in midsummer. Just be careful that you get back into the groove once all this is over, insofar as watering is concerned. Really,
right.
Really important. Also, be careful. We all like to put our fertilizer on midsummer for be it St. Augustine and a little bit of iron, whatever, for centipede. And we may want to talk more about that during the show today. But the point is, obviously, with rain like this and the projected rain we're going to have, just kind of hold back on all of that, because you don't want to fertilize a lawn when it's wet. That's one thing. You don't want to mow a lawn when it's wet. That's another. But if you put out fertilizer, for example, when we have this projected rain, a little bit of rain is good. It would water it in. But too much rain washes it into the stormwater system, and that environmentally is absolutely the wrong thing to happen. So we've got to watch, keep our eye on the weather, and we've got to react accordingly.
Yes. And like you said, I never really thought about the whole water drainage system and just having that runoff into it. It's really important to remember to think environmentally about everybody as a whole, and then what's going to go back into our systems later, because right, it has to be treated and filtered, and then there's a whole process to it. So just to be mindful. And again, I just want to remind you of the number, 850-437-1620 is the text or call. We do have some questions coming in. We promised we will do our best to get to them
right
today.
Right. One more thing.
Tell me.
This is a total off the subject of rain and hurricanes. Oh, we're totally off that. This is a trivia question for you.
Okay.
Do you know what, and you've got to be a golfer, a little bit of a golfer to know this, what is kikuyu? What does the word kikuyu mean to you?
The kikuyu?
Kikuyu.
It's a nut, right? It's a plant.
It may be.
It's a plant. Oil.
But this is for our golfers out there.
Okay. Oh, what are they doing?
Okay, a lot of us were interested in and watched the U.S. Open,
yes,
from Torrey Pines in San Diego. The fairways are kikuyu grass. I have never in my life heard of kikuyu grass. All the literature says it's kind of like a St. Augustine, and it's really nice to hit a golf ball off of, unless you let it grow in the rough. And if you watched any of the U.S. Open, you saw these guys trying to get out of the rough, and it was almost impossible. But that's kikuyu. But here's another interesting thing about the U.S. Open, about the greens themselves. Okay, you ready for this one? All right. Yes. You know, you remember, we've talked about this one, what poana is?
Right.
Poana is a weed in Pensacola, Florida. The other name for poana is annual bluegrass. It comes up in the spring. It comes up, it kind of clumps, if you will, in your yard, has a little tassel on it, and then generally the hot weather will take it away. It is a weed, which is a weed, as we've always described, is a plant in the wrong place.
Exactly.
Well, in Pensacola, poana is a plant in the wrong place when it gets into our yard. Out at Torrey Pines in San Diego, it makes for a beautiful golf green. So it's really interesting how different plants, different turf, if you will, grows in different parts of the country and how people use it. But to Kikuyu, if any of our landscapers are listening today, let me know if you know anything about this grass. It looks like it takes temperate temperatures. We may get a little too cold for it. We may get a little too hot for it. We don't have the San Diego type weather, Southern California weather. But anyway, very interesting. I had never heard of that before and thought we'd talk about it.
Oh, wow. Well, it's K-I-K-U-Y-U
is exactly. How it's spelled. K-I-K-U-Y-U, exactly.
So it's Kikuyu, not Kikuya. So there is a Kikuyan. I'm the nut, actually. I think that's the case.
Is a Kikuyu nut?
Listen, Google is my best friend over here.
Oh, no question.
My fingers are going a million miles a minute while you share these things. And actually, when I was looking up the grass that you were just talking about, it's known as the golfer's weed.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I've never heard it called that. Matter of fact, I've never heard it called anything. I've never heard of it before.
I just love it. Kikuyu. Listen, we learn something new every day. Hey, 850-437-1620. Let me get to one of these questions here, Mike. So first question, can I prune my rose bushes any other time besides Valentine's Day? Mine are starting to look a little lanky.
Well, you can prune them back a little bit. It's really funny. I had a question the other day about pruning knockout roses because a lot of the knockout roses that people are growing have spent blossoms, if you will. And if you've got them like in a container or in an area of your yard, that can be kind of unsightly. So if you look at the research, it'll say you don't have to prune back knockout roses. You just don't have to because they are what they call self-cleaning. However, those spent blossoms look kind of bad. So now the research is saying, yes, you can prune them back, but here's how to do it. Don't whack them way back. Go past the spent blossom to the first level of foliage, of leaves, if you will, and cut right behind that. That will clean them up and kind of shape them up a little bit, and they still will bloom again. So I think you could probably use that same philosophy on probably your tea roses and your grandifloras, floribundas and those also. So yes, you can do it, but certainly not prune them back like we do our regular tea roses in February, where we take them back sometime to 6 to 8 inches.
Sure.
I certainly would not do that, but to kind of clean them up, I think you'd be okay.
Okay, excellent. Again, 850-437-1620 is the number to call or text if you have a question here on the Garden Line. We've got to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We've got more for you on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Captain Eric here with Southeast Air Shuttle. You've heard Andrew McKay talk about how easy it is to fly with me. We jump in the plane and go. There's no lines, no hassles, and no TSA. I'm an Air Force veteran, but I grew up in a Navy family, and the Blue Angels were always a part of my life, and watching them inspired me to become a pilot. And that's why Southeast Air Shuttle is proud to be a sponsor of the history of the Blue Angels. I may not fly the Super Hornet, but my Saratoga will get you where you want to be when you need to be there. It's flying the way it's supposed to be. Southeast Air Shuttle, veteran-owned, veteran-flown. Visit us at flysoutheast.com.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Coastal Machinery, your local authorized elite Kubota dealer for over 35 years. Check them out at CoastalMachinery.com.
Sunglasses. Everyone needs them on the Gulf Coast. Are your sunglasses taking great care of your eyes? Dr. Charles Charbonneau, now open in West Pensacola, has a huge variety of sunglasses to choose from that are just what the doctor ordered. Maui Jim, Oakley, Costa, Ray-Ban, even Tom Ford. Dr. Charbonneau also offers full vision care services, including eye exams, eyeglasses, and contact fittings. Take care of your eyes with the right sunglasses from Dr. C Vision Care. Highway 98, West Pensacola. DrCVisionCare.com.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? Being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's doing a job that makes a difference, serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. To find out about local job opportunities with the Air Force Reserve at MacDill Air Force Base or Eglin Air Force Base, call 800-257-1212 or go to afreserve.com. This message is sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
He knows the news. He considers the facts. He tells you what he thinks. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
Now, Davis, I'm going to give you your moment. Tell me what happened in golf.
There was a champion announced yesterday.
That's it? That's the story?
No, John Rahm won his first major.
And what's the deal? He had COVID, or he had to withdraw from earlier tournaments from COVID,
yeah,
or something?
2 weeks ago, he was winning the Memorial by six strokes.
Oof, brutal.
5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We have a lot to go over today. Rain or shine, we're here. 850-437-1620. Hopefully you're not up on the roof today. It's not a roof working day.
No, it is not.
Although I do have a friend, her husband likes to clean the gutters in the rain because it helps give some momentum. More power to you if you are brave. That's right.
No doubt about it.
We do have another question here.
Sure.
It says, what time of year is best to treat the lawn with post-emergent weed killer?
Great question. That is, I was going to mention that today.
Okay, excellent.
I don't believe this is a good time to do it right now. Your post-emergent weed killers, especially on St. Augustine grass, somewhat on centipede, maybe not quite as much on zoysia, can do grave damage when temperatures are in the 90s. They really are. As a matter of fact, a blanket statement I might make is if you've got a post-emergence weed killer and we're in the 90s, put it on the shelf. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Because it just, the heat reacts and the weed killer reacts and it can damage the grass. It can kill the grass.
Okay.
So I would not do it when temperatures are in the 90s. And June, July, August are probably not good times to do it. You want to, because we all have weeds in the yard, but I would be very hesitant to use a post-emergence weed killer in this heat. The best time, in my opinion, is you can do it in April and May, maybe the 1st of June, and then come back in the fall when temperatures start to moderate. If you're in the 60s and in the 70s, maybe the low 80s during the day, I think you're probably okay. But you've got to, as we've always preached this sermon on the garden line, read that label. Just because the label says use a tablespoonful per gallon, don't think that 2 tablespoons per gallon is going to do it even better. It could easily do some damage. So you've got to be so careful with the post-emergent weed killers. So at this point in time, even though we're in this stretch of weather where it's a little cooler just because it's overcast and it's raining, I don't believe I would do it. Because it's going to heat up quick. As soon as this front passes and we get out of all this moisture, we're going to heat up quick into typical June and July weather, which can be very hot. Not the time for post-emergence weed killer.
Okay. And that's a good reminder, too. If time is going so fast, it's going to be hotter after all this rain, right? And then we're going to hit August. We see our steamy months really in August and September. We think it's July, but it's really August and September.
And you
here.
Know, and I'm going to tell you this. I'm ready for it.
You are?
I'm ready for it. I'm ready to hit the beach. I'm ready to do a little boating. I like to go out and play a little golf. I mean, in this weather we're having today, you can't do any of those things. And so I'm ready for it.
This is a nice day to tend to your house plants instead.
It
tend
is.
Tend to
it
the
is.
Succulents inside.
Well, did I tell you about something I read in the paper this morning about house plants?
Well, listen, I am one to, you know, not one to turn down a house plant. They are just... They make everything better. I'd rather have houseplants than decorations.
This is real interesting. Have you ever seen the free little libraries that people put up in neighborhoods?
Yes.
Have you read the paper this morning, the
no.
News Journal? They these just a couple of us ladies have put together, need a plant, take a plant. It's just like the free libraries with books.
Yes.
It's a free plant where you bring a plant and you take a plant. And they have... Golly, they have got about 9
locations.
Do they
locations. Have a money one, too? I just ask them.
Let me check this article here. I would hope so. If
not
so,
a money tree, like a money library.
So, I'll share that address with you as soon as I pay a visit to it.
No, you know what?
But,
actually,
but so,
we have
so
those in Michigan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The plant?
The plant library, yes.
The plant library?
You can leave one. You can take one.
Yeah.
Has little notes on it. I just love that.
Yeah, and it says that if you... bring a container, a pot, and you get one of their plants. You can pot it up right there and take it home. But you need to leave one if you take one.
Yes.
So it's just like the libraries, which have been very, very popular. I kind of helped out with that a little bit early
those.
On, and I just think it's so cool. And all these little libraries have been very sustainable. I mean, they're still around. People are still using them, leaving books, taking books. And so I think this plant deal... It's kind of fun. Let's see. Let me look real quick because they listed some of the locations. Yeah, I brought the paper. She's got, 11 of them. Some are in Fort Walton Beach and Navarre and Crestview, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in Pensacola and 1 in Pace.
Look
How
at that.
How about that? So you might want to be on the lookout for that.
I'm definitely open-minded when it comes to taking home plants. I know when I have to, like, keep myself in check, but... Listen, that sounds like a wonderful idea, and I love that people are being, you know, just creative in that sense, and there's a lot of benefits. We could get into it. We got to take a quick break again. We've got more for you here on The Garden Line, but there's a lot of benefits to having plants in your home.
Oh, no question. No question about
it. So much. So don't go anywhere. Again, if you have a question, I see some more popping in. We'll get to you. 850-437-1620.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check! Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check! Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check! Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check! Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check!
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Orr's and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. So, get the most out of your heating and cooling system. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 934-2768 or visit them on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical-grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Back here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Mike Wiggins is here to answer your calls, your text, 850-437-1620. This one is very interesting. It comes with a picture. Our listener says that we have a mule palm that is leaning after Sally, and do we need to add supports to it or just let it be? It's a good question.
Well, if it's leaning, you may want to prop it back up, of course. And then I think some support would be in order. But that's very interesting because palm trees have evolved over thousands of years to put up with tropical weather. As a matter of fact, remember we had a little bit we did one time about what trees to plant,
yes.
What trees not to plant.
Right.
Here living in an area that's prone to hurricanes. And, of course, palm trees are number one because generally they just are not affected like oak trees and river birch and some of those. So it must be a young tree, I would think, a young palm, maybe newly planted. Yes, I would prop it back up and support it, put a stake in it, if you will, and leave it there for until it the roots settle down and start growing again, and then you could take it off.
Yes, and thank you for that, Sarah. Thank you for
That's
sharing
a great
your
question.
Picture.
Great
yes,
question.
And we want to keep all the trees strong and tall. So, and let us know how it's doing. We love to check in with our tree baby friends. I don't
there
know.
There you go.
All right, we also like to check into the newsroom with Mark Jacobs. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Mark.
Well, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
Well, I'm doing okay.
Good for you.
Let's see, coming up after Fox News, we have the very latest information on that tornado that hit East Bruton, Alabama over the weekend.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Fewer Americans are dying of COVID-19 than since the early days of the pandemic, but a new, more contagious strain is spreading fast.
U.S. COVID-19 deaths have dropped below 300 a day for the first time since March 2020. Bloomberg News reports new data suggests the highly contagious Delta variant is spreading in undervaccinated counties in the U.S. This, as the CDC says, 150 million Americans are now fully vaccinated.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Senate Republicans today are expected to block the start of debate on the Democrats' voting and elections bill, and members of the Biden administration administration are holding more talks at the Capitol on infrastructure spending.
Counselor to the President Steve Ricchetti, White House Legislative Affairs Director Louisa Terrell, and Director of the Economic Council Brian Deese will meet with lawmakers to see if there's compromise on the plan to spend $1.2 trillion on core infrastructure over 8 years.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, America's listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, 77. It's cloudy. I'm Mark Jacobs. That tornado that devastated homes and injured several people in East Bruton, Alabama over the weekend was indeed an F2 storm. National Weather Service says that tornado had maximum winds of 127 miles an hour at its strongest point and was wider than 6 football fields. That tornado tore a 22-mile path through Escambia County, Alabama. ECUA says a broken sanitary sewer main caused an overflow of hundreds of gallons last week, but it could have been worse.
The overflow was actually contained to 500 gallons, and our crews were able to prevent an additional 37,500 gallons from overflowing.
That's Natalie Bowers with ECUA, who says crews were able to respond quickly because that broken line was near an ECUA lift station. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today. We will warm up quickly in the afternoon, high today near 83 degrees. Overnight tonight, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, lows near 74. From the First Morning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
77 in Pensacola, it's 78 in Gulf Breeze and Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. ExxonMobil plans to reduce its U.S. office workforce by up to 10% a year for the next 3 to 5 years. Bloomberg News says the oil giant will trim between 5 and 10% of its lowest performing white-collar workers in the coming years, with job reductions based on performance evaluations. Peloton is launching a corporate wellness program as it aims to reach new users and grow its membership base. Businesses that sign up will be able to offer employees subsidized access to Peloton's digital fitness membership and its high-end cycles and treadmills. Peloton will also assist corporate partners with outfitting offices with workout spaces. Apple AirPort Pods, Fire TV Sticks, and Crest Whitening Strips, a few of the biggest sellers on Amazon's first of two Prime Day sales yesterday. Other popular products include pocket knives, Amazon Echo, Kindle paperweights, mandolin slicers, and water filters. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 39, NASDAQ up 15. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
June the 22nd, 1871, at the Escambia County headquarters in Pfeiffer's store on East Government Street, this is News Radio 1620. Your reporter has just been privy to a joint state-county-federal announcement, which could be of the greatest economic interest locally, an announcement which deals with the sudden beginnings here of lumber purchases from Western Europe. Orders are pouring in for our virgin yellow pine, but there are only a few places where timber can be finished. As a result, the county, state, federal arrangement will proceed with making forest land available for what have been called internal improvements. If we understand this unusual plan, federally held lands here in Northwest Florida will be made available at very, very low prices. County Commission Chairman Royal Putnam explained that the selling by the county would be to men or firms who will come into Florida and bring with them timbering experience along with their own operating capital and manpower. He said, all of this will act as a stimulus to employment and ultimately to our tax revenues, Mr. Putnam explained. Now, how large will these sales segments be? Your reporter asked. Well, Putnam said he had estimated that segments of 100,000 acres would not be unusual. The announcement of this stimulus will be made nationally very soon, he added.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tweet, 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 rockin' Robin. Tweet, tweet, 9:36 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Have a question? Want to show us a picture? 850-437-1620. Mike.
Catherine.
Yes.
Who grows some really interesting things. Has sent us a picture of the Crocosmia, which is a perennial. It's all reddish orange, and it's blooming in her yard. It's beautiful. It's a perennial, and it's a member of the iris family. And on a personal note, I have a big pot with a big iris in it that has just started to bloom just in the last week. And then here comes all that rain and wind and all those blooms, which are, to me, are almost orchid-like. They're very fragile, very beautiful.
Very fragile.
Just beautiful. And the rain just knocked them up. It'll continue to bloom. But it just started. And this is a member of the iris family also. And I'm Crocosmia. How about that? So Catherine, thanks. It's just beautiful. You have got the green.
Oh,
thumb.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Seriously.
While we're talking about plants maybe we're not familiar with, I do have a new one that I saw the other day. Jenna, real quick. Aglaonia. Angelonia. Which is another name is a summer snapdragon. It was new to me. One of my grower friends is growing it in his greenhouse, and it is beautiful. It is an annual. It'll grow two sizes. A small, shorter one, about 4 to 10 inches tall, is called Angel Mist. It comes in purple, pink, and white, and sends up these little spikes of color all summer long, and it will put up with the heat. The taller one is red and white and purple. Pick one. It's not all three. It's called Archangel, and it's really a neat plant. Angelonia. It's a new one. It likes our acid soil. It likes the sun. It blooms all summer, and it's an annual. You know, what more do you want? So if you've got your favorite nurseryman, ask him about Angelonia. Ask him if he, by chance, has some.
Yes, you answered something for me. I'm so excited. I'm like jumping back here.
Do you have some?
I have some, and I couldn't figure out what it was called, and they're just now starting to bloom. I have two. Yeah, I told you. I have
Did you buy them, or were they there?
No, they
at
were
your
there.
Home?
I joke that whoever we bought our home from, or whoever was in it before us, just decided to go out after a couple drinks and start throwing things in the ground. And these are so cute. Is that not the word?
Cute works.
But I'm thinking about, because I want to do something different, uprooting them and potting them instead. And I see some pictures here once you gave me the name, and it's Angelonia is Angelonia.
I've got Angelonia.
Rocks, paper, scissors.
I bet you're dealing with them.
With Google,
so you're probably right.
Well, you never know.
Sometimes I spell like I talk, and that's dangerous.
12 to inches tall. That's the average size?
Right, that's kind of between the Angel Mist and the Archangel.
Okay, that's pretty good size.
4
for
to 10
plant.
Inches about the size of the smaller one, and 18 to 24 on the bigger one.
Wow.
Anyway, interesting brand new plant. You know, we've always said, you know, we all deal in the plants that we know, but it's so fun to see these new plants that have been developed or discovered, because a lot of these, like ornamental grasses, a lot of that is stuff that grows in the jungle somewhere in Africa, South America, that type of thing, and have been hybridized and have been cultivated so that they are basics in our landscaping nowadays. And to have something like Angelonia and Crocosmia, interesting plants.
So just going back to the Angelonia, can I put them in pots? Is that safe?
I think so.
Okay.
I think a big pot. You know, I don't like putting annuals in a small, like, you know, like a 10 to 12 inch. You know, go 14, 16 inch pot. Plenty of soil so it holds a lot of moisture. And, of course, good soil. If you're going to spend any money in your landscaping and you're going to have plants in containers, buy the good stuff. You can buy the $1.99 bag. Don't do it. Buy the good stuff.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And is there anything that we should add to it to really keep them?
Not really. If you buy a good potting soil, you're set. Be sure, always, of course, if you're going to plant these plants in a container, it's got to have a hole in the bottom of it. It's got to have drainage. That's real important. And then, of course, if you've got it somewhere where you don't want it to, when you water it, you don't water it, don't want water to go everywhere, you can get you a nice saucer. You can get them plastic or you can get ceramics, whatever. But be sure it's got a hole in the bottom so it drains. You don't want that water to build up in the bottom of a pot.
Yeah, something fun will start smelling, or something fungi.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you want to be careful about that. That's a really good reminder, too, is during this rain yesterday, going outside and pulling plants back because they were getting too much water, you could start to see it pouring over. You want to actually, if you can move those pots, they're not too heavy. You want to move them, though, so they're not getting completely drenched, correct?
Well, yes. Now, I have some plants that do get completely drenched. And once again, if it's a good potting soil, which is rather light, the rain and the water will go through it. I don't think it really harms it that much. It really doesn't. But I will say this about the pot plants. This is way kind of off the subject. But if you're going on vacation, if you're going to go away for a week or two, obviously find somebody in the neighborhood or a relative or somebody to come water those plants. And a lot of people will take their plants and kind of put them in a little bit more shade if they're going on vacation, kind of protect them from the intense heat of June and July, which we really haven't seen yet, but it's coming.
That's true. Okay, I like that. That's a good reminder. Hey, I have something cool here on the Garden Line if you're just tuning in. It's about 9:42 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Still overcast out there, but it's still slick on the roads, so be safe. If you are listening on the roads, wait to call or text us, 850-437-1620. One of our listeners has sent pictures of their pineapple crop.
Really?
And after a two-year hiatus, it's on its way again. And yes, I see a little baby pineapple coming out of the center of the plant.
Good for them. That's not easy to do.
And
it's not easy to do. I congratulate the listener on that.
Please.
That is great. And thanks for the picture.
Yes. It's and that's cool. I love when people are really proud of their work, and we love seeing those pictures. And it does look like, yeah, it's taken a hit before. Between Sally and then the past couple of windstorms, yeah, it's good. That's something to celebrate.
Kind of like the banana plants. You know, we had a call last week about, you know, remember the fella, he said, I'm not getting any bananas. I've tried so hard. And we told him, of course, you've got to have 24 months of no freezes. You've got to have a mild winter in Pensacola. And all it takes is one. All it takes is one heavy frost or freeze, knock down that banana plant, and you kind of got to start over. But it's the same thing. Pineapple's fun to grow. I mean, you don't grow them to serve to the family. You do it for fun. And that's just another thing that you can enjoy out in the garden, no doubt about it.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I feel like we do get pretty cold here. So, you know, maybe leave the banana making to the our southern friends. Just saying. 850-437-1620. A lot of people jumping in and saying good morning to you too. Thank you for hanging out with us. The sun just peeked out for a moment. So, Mike, what else do you got for us this morning? I know you have a lot to cover
just a few things that one thing is very timely we need to talk about. My yard, I mowed the yard on Friday, okay, and this is Tuesday. Well, I think a lot of people are just like me. The grass almost has grown overnight. It almost needs to be mowed again because of all this moisture, all this rain, which is good. It's good for the lawn. It kind of gets down, way down into the roots and makes it grow well. But point is, two things. One, don't mow the lawn when it's wet. It's just not the thing to do. You've got to let things dry out. And when you do mow that lawn, don't forget how important it is to mow the right height. Remember, how many times have we talked about this? You know, St. Augustine, mow it 4 inches every time. Spring, summer, winter, fall, always 4 inches. Centipede, 3, zoysia, around 2, depending on the variety that you have. But the point is, don't mow it when it's wet, and mow it high. And remember, if this rain continues and we can't mow the lawn, okay, and it really gets high, try your best not to cut off more than a third of the blade of grass. people go on vacation for a couple of weeks, they come back and it's, you know, it's a foot tall. Don't knock it all the way down. Come down a little bit, then come back and do it again. So don't cut off more than a third of the blade of grass. That's it just doesn't react well when you do more than that.
Okay, that's a great reminder. Don't buzz cut your grass when you come back from vacation.
Good way to put it, Jenna.
There you go. Coming up with something new every week here on The Garden Line. It's about 9:46 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We got to take a quick break. We have some phone calls coming in, actually, and we will get to them when we come back.
Summer is here, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers. Now you can get the big green egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. For over a decade, I've been recommending Frontier Motors. They're a friendly and honest dealer and will help you through the car buying process without the frustration normally associated with car shopping. In fact, their pressure-free buying experience is so successful, it's left them with a severe inventory shortage. That makes it a perfect time to head to Frontier for a cash offer in writing. Seems like everything's gone up lately, and that includes used cars. Now is a great time to sell the car and get out of debt. If you have the title, they will cut you a check right on the spot. Or if you still owe some money, they'll pay off the vehicle, and you'll get the difference. Folks, this is a great way to sell your vehicle. By the way, Frontier Motors is the only dealer I recommend in Pensacola. I trust these guys. They only sell cars in like-new premium condition. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is proud to air the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's Symphony Sparks and Stars on Sunday, July 4th. Heard live at the Hunter Amphitheater at Community Maritime Park, this free outdoor concert will honor the United States Armed Forces and feature a mix of patriotic music, the popular favorites performed under the direction of Maestro Peter Rubart. Symphony starts at 7:30 and ends at 9 with Sertoma's 4th of July fireworks and can be heard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
I always feel like the "and also there could be tornadoes" portion of the warning is excessive. But then you see a storm like this.
5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We have a call coming in. This is Mike Wiggins here for the Garden Line. If you have a call or a text, 850-437-1620. Margaret, good morning. What's your question for Mike?
Margaret, good morning.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I was going to ask you, since we have such a intense sun, so hot, through the summer, do you think we get enough sun for tomato plants if we move them under the eaves of the house so they won't get too much rain? I know they don't like roses, they don't like rain on their leaves.
Well, and that's true. I think if they're in pots and you do that temporarily, especially during this, you know, intense rain, I mean, Jenna just said we're under a flash flood warning again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Until about 7 p.m. tonight.
So I don't think it's a problem at all doing that. I would move them back into the sun as soon as the weather settles. But
east sun is the afternoon sun.
Oh, I of course, I prefer for vegetable plants all day sun.
I think
the east side morning sun would not be enough. If you have a choice, I think I'd go afternoon sun. But keep in mind, remember,
that. I grasped a while ago. Excuse me. Are you talking about the weed that they use for the garden golf greens?
Well, yeah.
I lived in St. Louis. I seen people's lawns. I even call it a yard. They have dollar weeds.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You are so right. I've always told the story of my, believe it or not, I went to a fertilizer meeting out in Las Vegas one time of a fertilizer dealers. And the grass in the hotel and all the little patios was dollar weed. It was a plant. It just goes to prove that a weed is just a plant in the wrong place. And there are different grasses.
That's right. Another thing, Proverbs, bloom where you plant it.
Right.
Hey, green is green, and I think that's, green is good. So
green is good. Absolutely, no doubt about it. But yes, on the tomato plant, keep in mind that you are absolutely right, Margaret. That my neighbor I talked about last week, who grows the most beautiful tomatoes ever, never waters his tomato plants, the foliage. He waters just at the bottom. Kind of like you want to do roses, because if you water the rose foliage all the time, you're subject to black spot and powdery mildew and those diseases that get on roses. So yes, tomato plants, just water the soil and you'll be better off. So I think you're on the right track.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Margaret.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you for listening.
That's your
thank
kind
you
of lawn,
Jen.
A dollar weed lawn is your kind of lawn. You know?
I'm not created for the desert. I learned that being out there. I turn into a giant raisin with legs. But I do like dollar weed. And hey, they like all the greens out there. Okay. Wink, wink, nod, nod. You know what I mean? So if it's green and it can make the grass in the middle of the desert, more power to you.
Go for it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. 850-437-1620 is the number to text or call. We have a little bit of time left in the show. It's about 9:53. I see you saying good morning. Good morning, our friend Paul. He says, dollar weed makes a gorgeous lawn. But yeah.
Paul, I need you to show me one in Pensacola.
I have one for you.
No, don't get me wrong. I know where there's a lot of lawns that are mostly dollar weed, but it wasn't done on purpose.
Right. Listen, I'm actually a little sad I don't have any, but now I think the dollar weed gods heard me. They might come rain down on my parade.
I think you're going to have more than you can handle. You know, maybe when you go to the bring a plant, take a plant, maybe somebody will bring you a little pot of dollar weed.
Listen,
and you can start cultivating it.
I'm fine with that. I should actually have a couple of pots of dollar weed. It would definitely go appropriately.
And I'll tell you right now, our listeners in Gulf Breeze are saying, you can have all you want over here. Because that is the one place, not the one place, but the place where you have more dollar weed than anywhere else. It's just everywhere. Hard to control, but those old post-emergence weed controls and pre-emergence are pretty good. But as we said at the beginning of the show, it's just not the time of year to spray for them. So just be glad. Like you say, Jenna, you've always said this, be glad it's green.
Yes, that is right. And if you, be glad you're growing something, right?
Right.
It's not just a patch of sand. Hey, remember it was one of our shows we talked about having the live plants delivered to your house? And you can get them straight to your front door. So one of our listeners told us about it. I didn't know. I mean, it makes sense. You can get anything. You can get your toothpaste overnighted to your house. But our listener gave us an update. And man, those live plants, it's only been a couple of months. They've just popped and bloomed. And they have this excellent foliage. So if you're ever in doubt and you can't get something, go online, I guess.
Well, one thing you've got to worry about online. One thing you've got to worry about online is that you're buying plants that will grow here. I mean, we are in this zone 9,
true.
Which is, you know, we're a little further north than all your tropicals, and we're a little further south than some of the things that can even grow in Birmingham and Atlanta. So just be sure, remember we're in zone 9, and kind of check out, even with the County Extension Service, or call us on the Garden Line. If you're thinking about buying something online, check out the variety first to be sure it's going to work for us here.
Okay.
Some things that we think will don't.
Okay.
So
we go.
We need to check it out. That's important.
We are zone 9. Everybody, zone 9.
Right.
We got to take another quick break. We have one more question coming in that we want to get to before we wrap up here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Call the independent insurance agents at Beck Partners Insurance, 476-3745, 476-3745.
The Blue Angels are returning for the Pensacola Beach Air Show on Saturday, July 10th. And News Radio 92.3 is your broadcast home as the Blues take to the sky. Tune in to FM 92.3 or AM 1620 to hear the air show narration describe the maneuvers as they happen. Are you driving to the beach? News Radio has pre-show coverage and traffic reports to and from the beach. News Radio's coverage of the Pensacola Beach Air Show is brought to you in part by Pensacola International Airport.
Visit Pensacola salutes the power of travel. Mark Twain once said, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness." What he meant was that travel provides a way to see beyond your surroundings and expand your appreciation of the world. The power of travel can make lifelong friends, unforgettable stories, and that special picture in your mind's eye. Celebrate the power of travel with the oldest settlement in America. Download the Visit Pensacola app and experience the power of travel with Visit Pensacola.
Tuesday nights in the summer are reserved for Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Every Tuesday night at 7, there's a new band at the Gulfside Pavilion playing live music just for you. This Tuesday night, it's the Sandy Roots Band playing reggae, funk, and rock and roll at Bands on the Beach. Bring a blanket and a lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass. Stop by the Cat Country Tent and sample something delicious from Buffalo Rock Pepsi.
Wrapping up here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. Hey, if we didn't get to your text or call this week, tune in next week at 9 a.m. for the Garden Line. Every Tuesday, 9 a.m., Mike is here to answer your questions. I do want to ask one last question to wrap up. Subject of tomatoes and stinky things. Stink bugs on tomato plants, how do we get rid of them?
Well, I say there are a couple ways to do that. One, put on some disposable gloves and pick them off, you know, and put them somewhere else, obviously.
Clothespin your nose.
The other thing is a good insecticide for tomato plants, and it is an insecticide, it's not organic, is 5% seven dust. S-E-V-I-N is how you spell it. 5% seven dust. Old-fashioned remedy for insects on vegetables and other plants also. But that's a good one to use. And also keep in mind, if you have worms on your tomato plants, Bacillus thuringiensis, BT, are the initials to look for when you buy it. Only for worms, but it's very, very safe. BT.
I like the word safe. That's the way we should end.
That's the way to end.
All right. We'll be back next week on the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins, 9 a.m. But stay tuned. We have Winning with Mainstay after Fox News.